This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, Cause of Enmity. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful. We see some people who deny a lot of truths and rise against them while not being able to find any cause for it other than ignorance and awareness. You know, they become enemy of something or someone or some scenario or some notion without knowing enough about that thing. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the first infallible Imam, has said, "People are enemies of things which they do not know or understand." See, one of the reasons why we become enemy of something or some position or some stance or some notion is our lack of information about that thing. Because we don't have comprehensive knowledge at times, we start to oppose an idea, a concept. This wise saying is especially true in religious matters. Take the case of people who are well-versed professionals in other sciences, but oppose and disbelieve when it comes to religious matters. I'm sure you have run into such people in your lifetime where, you know, in their regular, normal, average life, they're doing pretty well. They're well-educated. But when it comes to Islam, when it comes to the belief system of Islam, they all of a sudden have this sort of a negativity, right? They are not ready to embrace sometimes what Islam is saying. If we analyze this, we find that they have not really understood the depth and philosophy of religion. You know, the criteria, their standard of evaluating what Islam is saying is off, is not deep enough, right? This is one of the reasons why sometimes we see people becoming enemy of a concept or a trait or a notion. So, you know, remember, ignorance, as long as it's there, it's bound to derail us from embracing truth. Welcome back to your listeners. Today we are talking about one of the causes of enmity. And we said ignorance is something where we don't understand something completely in its entirety and its comprehensive knowledge is missing, is when we become enemy of that concept or of that new idea or something that we have not known in the past and we have not experienced it. When a new idea is presented, the first reaction most people give is a negative one. If you do a survey, try floating a new idea, a new thought, something that is out of the box. One thing you realize is very consistent, especially when it comes to the commoners, the common people out there, is that they, all of a sudden, the first reaction is that they oppose the idea. Why is it happening? You have not even heard the idea in its entirety. You have not even contemplated about this concept or idea, and you're being judgmental all of a sudden. You're expressing your enmity, your opposition towards that idea. Well, it turns out that it is because of their lack of understanding, their lack of comprehensive knowledge of that concept or idea. Why are people opposed to these new concepts, new ideas, which is something out of the box? This is something for all of us to ponder about, to think about, right? It is because, as Imam Ali alayhi salam has said, people are enemies of things which they do not know, especially in religious matters. So inshallah, let's pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us that knowledge through which we can see the reality of things before we come to conclusion about that particular thing and before we take a position on that and, you know, before we express our opposition and enmity towards that particular thing. ¶¶ dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for staying with us till the end of today's episode of A to Z. Don't forget to log on to our website at parsetoday.com, Call of Islam page. We leave you all in the care of Allah. Till next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.